Hey! So in this video, we have a,
Olivia.
Large and in charge woman? Is it a woman? I don't know. You think it's a trans individual, tranny? Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna, for the benefit of the doubt, and just for the sake of argument and moving things along, just accept that that's a woman. And in this video, we've got some broad named Olivia, who apparently has been paid $20 million. Or the organization she works for, which I think she also owns or at least runs, I don't know. $20 million to connect the men. You know, only by the Democrats. Yeah, because Democrats are so lacking in logic, in reason, in common sense, that they think a big fat woman, who also I think is a lesbian, or boy, or non-binary, or all of the above, is the way to appeal to young male voters in America. Interesting. I gotta wonder what the thought process was in whatever think tank they contracted to come up with this idea. But let's take a listen and see what she has to say about bringing us over to the dark side that is the Democratic Party.
Writes a Substack, which probably, statistically speaking, like 89% of you...
Yeah, she ate the sub part.
...y'all read already. But Olivia, I want you to talk about that Substack, and I also want you to talk about what...
She's taking a deep breath, yeah. She's just sitting there. Immobile, but she needs to take a real deep breath. I wonder when the last time this chick went for a walk was.
The newer articles that you wrote about why men drifted right in the previous election. I consider myself a resident expert on this because I am a man. So I.
Are you? He's got the, wow, that is one spindly dude. I'm sorry, friend, but I don't consider you a man.
I feel like we could have an interesting conversation. On the...
Well, yeah, she's a man too, so yeah, you can have a very interesting conversation. No, wow.
Conclusions you reached in that article.
Yeah, so my Substack is, it's called A New Perspective, oliviajuliana.substack.com, and we're actually very close to hitting 100,000 subscribers on Substack. I'm very excited. But
I have no idea what Substack is. Maybe somebody can tell me in the comments so I can address it after I comment on this.
But I write a lot about politics. And I hate that all these newsletters are the same. There's so many Substacks that you get on, and they're all telling you the same stuff. I don't want to do that. I want to give you a new perspective on the political issues that are going on.
While saying the same things. By the way, they say all the same things because they're all controlled opposition, gatekeeping shills. They're propaganda. They're not news outlets.
So I keep seeing... people talk about young men in the 2020 cycle or in the 2024 cycle, and they keep saying like, well, it's because like they're not getting laid enough and they feel judged. And
young men voted for Trump because they're not getting laid enough and they think they gotta get laid more.
Or
I'm pretty sure you're not getting laid enough, sweetheart.
Alternatively, well, they're just racist and they hate women.
No, actually, we know there's plenty of guys out there that would hit this, unfortunately.
So, like, it's really, I see these takes coming out from both sides of the party wing, I would say. And I just...
So you thought as a big, fat, gay woman that you had something to contribute to men and... men's problems. Oh, I see. And yet we're not allowed to talk about anything in regards to women. I see. Continue.
I think that all of that is wrong. I think all of it is...
By the way, I love the big fat granny glasses she's got in her head.
...is wrong. And so I wrote this piece called The Politics of Getting Laid and Preachy Females. And I really dive into what I actually perceive it to be. And shocker, it's all economic anxiety. I think the Democrats have a...
politics of female, preachy females getting laid. I mean, is it really that difficult? Is it complicated as a woman to get laid? I mean, even if this big, fat, chunky monkey pig whale broad went out on the street and set up a sign that said, free sex with me, interested, let's go upstairs, she'd have a line around the block. I mean, let's face it, lots of desperate dudes out there, right? Want some poon? So, where are the politics? What politics? Is it really that deep? Well...
really bad problem of every time we message to young men, we frame it in a way that is wrapped up in the same principles that we critique. We critique the patriarchy. We critique the way that men have high...
Which isn't a thing, by the way. Women are running things, not men.
Your hierarchy and power structures. And then we message to them...
Oh, she's a Marxist. Lovely.
As if not only is that the reality, but that they have to continue to be like that. So the example I use in the article is...
But wait. The society at large is telling men to be patriarchal? Is it? Are men even able to lead anymore in any effective way? Certainly not in the family, because they don't have the authority to do so. So I don't know what you're talking about, honey. Then they're encouraged to do what they actually can't do, functionally speaking? What?
The issue of abortion. When we message to young men on abortion, or men in general, we do it from the position of, well, real men protect women. And if you care about the women in your life, you should be pro-choice. And that might be true. That is true.
What about protecting children? Isn't that our job as well? So we should be stopping her from getting an abortion, right? Also, it's our kid. But we don't have a voice, we don't have a say. And yet you are sitting here as a woman telling men about men and men's issues, which you have no idea, you know nothing about.
But we don't come at it from the approach of this is the reality that young men face about that issue. Because it's entirely possible that a young woman in college gets pregnant unexpectedly. And that could upend her life if
Wait. I know I said I wouldn't be interrupting, but whoa, what do you mean unexpectedly? What is the outcome? What's the expected outcome, yo? What is the purpose of sex? It's not pleasure. I know that you as a big, fat, hedonistic, scumbag, degen, food, sugar addict, that for you, everything is about pleasure, and that's a means unto itself. That's a means to an end. That's the only reason you do these things. But actually, the pleasure is there to get you to do something else. Sex feels good so that you do it and procreate. Not just so you do it. You don't do it for its own sake. I mean, you can... And, you know, but, not expect to get pregnant? What, are you stupid? Well.
Because to abortion care. But it's also entirely true that the young guy who gets her pregnant, now he's on the hook to not only take care of this child that could be him, that could be coming into the world, but also to take care now of the mother of his child.
So he shouldn't be pro-choice, right? Right? He should be pro his choice, right? Because if he's on the hook to take care of the mother of the child and the child, then he has responsibility. And if he has responsibility, he should have some authority, some say-so, as to what happens to that child or whether or not it even is born. Meaning it should be born. If he wants it to be born, right? No, he has no say. Meanwhile, I sit here talking about men and how much say they should have.
Love it. And I think...
Or should not have in this case.
That it would be so much easier if we just understood that the problems we're having with young men shifting to the right, it's not because...
Oh, that's a problem, is it? Right. Because you're the right path and the only path, and they should be going left. That's the natural, progressive, correct path. And the right, well, that's a problem.
They don't agree with us on the policy. They do agree with us on the policy. It's because they...
No, they don't. That's why you're posting this video when you're trying to appeal to men, but you don't have a clue.
They feel like we don't understand the struggles they're facing, the actual struggles, not the
that's
perceived
true.
Struggles of the masculinity crisis or whatever it is, the actual...
Oh, that's not a real thing. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't Tommy Lahren just say it was? Well...
Struggles. And instead, we just kind of want to...
By the way, look at this spindly soy boy... acne-covered weakling. You tell me there's not a masculinity crisis? Okay, sweetheart.
Blame them for all of our problems.
Right.
Me gets the feeling she's a muff muncher. Doesn't know anything about men.
I think there's a lot of that I just fully agree with. I mean, we just don't message to men, right?
He's being paid by the Democratic establishment. We know she is to the tune of 20 million.
Like, we don't message in a way that resonates to men. Something that you kind of responded to that I've seen a lot is...
Yeah, she sat there and totally completely disregarded the actual problems and said they're just... your perceptual problems. There's no masculinity crisis. That's just a myth. Okay, honey.
Well, the reason why Republican messaging resonates with men is because men want bad things, right? So, men want to have sex and, own women, right? They want to dominate everybody. And Republicans say, you get to do that. And then Democrats can't say that. So we just lost men. It's over, right? What are you talking about? A lot of times it will be men that are liberals who will, agree with that shit. I'm like, dude, what are you, what is going on?
The only men that are agreeing with that are your sneaky effers who adopt male feminist ideology in the hope that it's going to get them laid, okay?
There's a lot of men that don't think that way, obviously, and it's just such a negative view to take on.
I love the false framing. We want to own women because we don't want them to kill our kids.
Half of the human race.
By the way, nobody wants to own her. Except maybe some cannibals.
I also think it's just so abundantly clear that the people who say these things don't actually spend time talking to young men. You know this because we know each other in real life, but I spend a lot of time on college campuses. And I spend a lot of time with
young men.
I love young men. I love frat guys. And in that, I've realized, even the ones that identify as conservative are almost always pro-choice. They're
just telling you what you want to hear so they can get laid. And isn't it sad that a broad that looks like this has dudes bending over backwards lying to her just so they can bang her? Guys, you gotta level up. Have more self-respect.
Almost always pro-gay marriage. You'd be surprised at the number of them who support a Black Lives Matter. And so I feel like people just kind of lump them into this box when the truth is, again, a lot of them are with us on the issues. They're just not part of our coalition because they feel like they're not welcomed in it.
They're not talked to, right? And yeah, they're not welcome. That's true.
Yeah, you people pelt them with rocks. And you key their Teslas. You try to kill them by doxing them and swatting them. Yeah, I wonder why they don't feel welcome. By the way, let's revisit these frat guys she's talking about in 10, 15 years. See if they're still bending over backwards and saying that they're pro-choice.
There's a lot of times where it's being masculine characteristics or seem like they're frowned upon and they're kind of welcomed and championed by the Republican Party. And masculine characteristics are not characteristics that are intrinsically bad, right? And I think that some Democrats have...
Yeah, but it would depend on what you define as masculine characteristics. And of course, if this guy defined masculinity, he'd start talking about emotional intelligence and empathy and feelings and, stuff that was uniquely feminine in nature.
I've presented it that way. Now, obviously not most Democrats, but it's this perception that a lot of guys have had. In terms of issues, good messaging is messaging that resonates with people's actual anxieties and lived experience, right? And so,
she just told you to ignore that because it's a myth.
The Whatever podcast can resonate with men that are incels or struggling with women, right?
Incels, yeah. That's not a thing, man. That's not a thing, right? They can always pay for it. What are you talking about?
Because a girl was mean to them or whatever, and they're able to project upon those women which come on and look really dumb. They're able to say all women are like this. I feel better about myself. But there's all these other things that resonate.
I got news for you. A lot of chicks are like that. Isn't there a huge proportion of the population that actually does or has done OnlyFans of the female population? I hate to clue in, buddy, but most American women to a certain degree are that clueless.
Probably more, which is man, shit's expensive, right? Man, I don't feel supported.
Yeah, that's why you go your own way, baby. you save a lot of money.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like there's anywhere for me to go. Right? I feel like if something bad happens to me, no one's there to support me. That's the thing that a lot of men deal with because...
Well, that's, yeah, that's called reality. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. If you're a man, ain't no safety net for you. That's never been the case, okay? And it never will be the case where the first people getting in the lifeboats are dudes. That's just how it is. Deal with it.
Men are a lot of times kind of put in the box of supporting other people, so no one's yep. there to support themselves.
Yep.
And it's like, those are things that we can...
Oh, and you're going to save them, are you? Really? My experience has told me otherwise, pal.
Let's get the...
God damn. She's really monetized the hell out of this. She must have a very large food budget. Well, yeah.
Grove Lancastines.
Absolutely talk to. Actually, we could probably speak to better than the Republican Party.
Yeah, I think speaking to that is also delusional. Understanding the mentality that they're coming from, too. So another example is when you look at the polling of what are the issues that are the most important to young men, one of the top issues consistently is immigration. If you actually talk to a young guy about how he feels about immigration, am I allowed to cuss on this?
Yeah.
This is just, I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit about immigration.
So this isn't them trying to appeal to men. This is them just browbeating men. This is propaganda. This is them attempting to convince men to essentially change their minds, tell them how they should think, how they should feel. This is how things really are, okay? Don't be concerned about immigration, because other men are not concerned about immigration. And, you know, human beings, by and large, are tribal. And we're telling you that the tribe, by and large, doesn't give a crap about this. So you shouldn't give a crap about this. Yeah.
It's this idea of scarcity and competition of, if you're a young man in America, you are expected to go to college or go to a trade school, get a certification, get a degree. Then you're expected to get a high-paying job. And then once you get...
Well, you're expected to get a job and provide for yourself. Yeah, that's true. And it's a heck of a lot harder to do if there's more competition for all those jobs. So, yeah, scarcity's a thing, sweetheart. I guess, you know, by looking at her, she doesn't know that.
Your high-paying job, you're expected to find your wife and to buy a house and to have kids and to do all of these things. And if you don't do that, then you're a failure. Because you are the man and you are the provider. And if you can't provide, then you're not actually a man.
Yeah, I don't see anybody attempting to dismantle that gender role, even though they've done everything they can successfully, I might add, to dismantle the woman's gender role.
And so we set the Republicans specifically, they set this expectation, and then they make it almost impossible for young men to actually do those things, whether
it's... Well, it's you and your Marxist policies and your ethnism that have done that, honey. By flooding the job market, not just with women, and that doubled the workforce, but also by bringing in illegal aliens, and there you quadrupled the size of the workforce.
It's through not raising minimum wage, whether it's through the price of tuition going up.
And minimum wage, yes, she's a commie.
All these different things. And so what ends up happening is you have these young guys who they're working every single day. They're working on oil rigs. They're working at Amazon warehouses. Maybe they work a 9-to-5 job. They're working every single day, and they're still not getting ahead. So then...
Yeah, why do you think that is, honey? Why do you think that is?
We force young men to make this decision of either you can...
This is just all critical theory. So descriptive criticals. That's all critical theory is, right? Critiquing capitalism, you know. Critiquing anything that contributes to said capitalism or anything that is your perceived enemy or that you want to actually criticize. Alyssa.
Blame yourself.
She's got no prescriptives.
Or you can blame others. And if you're a young guy and you're working 8 to 12 hours a day, if you're paying all your bills, you're doing everything you can, and you're still not getting ahead, why do we expect them to think that they're the problem? They're doing everything that they've been told to do their entire life. And so that kind of...
Yeah, you're the problem, honey.
...little nagging, insecure voice in the back of the head, that's where Republicans really push through the ideology and get to young men, is because then they can convince them, well, this is the person whose fault it is.
But But this is all gaslighting. It's women like you. It's effinists like you. It's the Democratic Party, the Marxists that have been telling men, blaming men, telling us their fault. Now you're trying to flip the script and say, oh, no, it's not us doing that. It's the Republicans. Well, truthfully speaking, you're both screwing us, okay? This false dichotomy that's been set up, as if one side is responsible, the other side isn't, and then, oh, no, it's them, not me. No, it's both of you, okay? Both of you.
It's not your fault that you can't get ahead in America. It's the immigrants who are coming here. It's their fault because they're taking your high-paying jobs.
Right.
Well, they are taking jobs, and some of them are high-paying. And by the way, those jobs that are not high-paying, they would be high-paying if you didn't have so many more people saturating the job market, which lowers wages. Now, I wouldn't expect her to understand this because she's a effinist, which means Marxist, and she's clearly a communist, so she doesn't understand economics at all.
Right, and this is hits on something that's so true. It's not that people are intrinsically prejudiced against immigrants. I mean, certainly some people are.
What do you mean prejudiced?
But most people are not. The critical mass of Americans that say they care about immigration are not.
Would you define prejudice, please?
It's that Republicans have made immigration an economic issue. They made it an...
It is an economic issue, you idiot. Do you understand that last year it was something like $168 billion in remittances were sent out of the country? This is one of those shadow ways that the powers that be dilute the money supply so they can just keep printing money ad infinitum. It makes America poor in a certain way. But what are you talking about? That's a lot of money being sent out of the country, pal. They could have stayed in the country and done some good, eh? Eh? Well, it's not an issue, though. What's he talking about? It's not economic.
An everything issue. I mean, they point to immigrants and they say, these are the people that are taking away your livelihood.
But they are. It's factually provable. They're doing jobs in America, and they're not legally allowed to do those jobs. And then if they weren't doing it, an American could do it, and the American would get paid more. They'd have to pay him more because it wouldn't be anybody else to do it. There'd be far fewer people to do it. Less supply, higher demand means higher pay because you have to pay more. What is this guy talking about? This guy's a total complete soy boy. I'm getting Henry Sisson vibes from this kid. Is this the new poster boy for the Democratic Party? Is this their Joe Rogan that tried to push on us? Fail.
Safety of your family. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, like, that's a lie. It's a vicious lie, but it's a...
Well, I just say it, so it's a lie. I say it's a lie, so it's a lie. Even though I have no evidence it's a lie, and all the evidence is to the contrary.
A lie that you can perhaps understand people believing if they have no other explanations offered to them. And I think it's... There's something else about this that's really insightful. It's...
Really nice microphone you got there at Rode. That's the best microphone there is. I can't afford that microphone. Yeah, this kid's got so... this guy's being funded. Nice professional setup you got there, kid.
Men are looking for an explanation about why things kind of suck in their lives, right? And so if you look at a lot of the content that men, like, watch, well, some of it's, you know, this right-wing content. A lot of it's, like, self-help stuff, right? Like, who's the most into self-help? It's men. And what does the self-help say? It's your mind. It's your thought process. That's the reason why things suck, right? And some of the people are even always eager to blame someone else.
Well, you're a communist, so that's all you do is blame other people. In this case, the Republicans.
Just eager to have an explanation, a solution to the suffering they're facing in their lives.
I had a really in-depth conversation a few weeks ago with some other content creators where I was talking about the messaging that the Democratic Party uses so often. And we talk about the, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI. And I think where we've kind of fallen into this trap is we have made the party exclusive by trying to make it inclusive. And what I mean by that is every room we walk into, the messaging that we're using is different. Every single one of them. And I think that that's the wrong way to go.
Not really. Whitey's not welcome. Everybody else but Whitey's welcome. It's pretty consistent.
About it. I think we should have one specific, like one, this is the message we use on this issue.
That's all this is, really, messaging. They're trying to fine-tune and hone their messaging to get the right messaging that can get across their ideological teachings to men, because they're having a very hard time ideologically co-opting men's minds, programming them, and getting them to become lefty progressives like this chick and this femboy here. Yeah, that's all this is.
Because people are going to interpret that message however they want to interpret it. Everyone has their own form of cultural competency. So, and
these terms, they're just woke progressive academic terminology.
I think what Trump in particular is, they kind of just say the same thing over and over again. And then if they ever change their opinion on it, they just say it with so much confidence that it's hard to convince people that that's not what they meant.
Lacking in self-awareness much, sweetheart.
So for us, I think it's just, we should just be saying the same thing about the same issue over and over and over again, and let the...
But that's what you already do anyhow.
Voters decide what it means through their own cultural lens instead of...
They did, and they voted you out and him in.
Telling them specifically what we mean every single time.
Right.
It's so interesting that the policies of the left don't lead to economic degradation and devaluing of the dollar and make people poorer, right? Even though during Biden's administration, the cost of everything went up by multiple factors. I was paying $10 for 18 eggs. What are you talking about, lady?
The issue with pandering is it looks like you're pandering. You don't seem...
You would know.
Genuine whenever you're saying something different in two different...
So that is what they're doing. They're just accusing the other side of what they themselves are guilty of. And this is nothing more than a very obvious in my mind, but they don't know it's obvious because they're lacking in self-awareness, attempt to gaslight others and get them over to their side. And it's epic fail, by the way.
Different rooms with different demographics in them. Even if you are being genuine, but sometimes it's just not, right? Like the Kamala Harris's agenda for black men, I don't think that really went anywhere because it just seems so kind of contrived. It seems so like...
Well, and also it was just so...
this?
It was, and this is the same thing. It's the same thing that Hillary Clinton did where it's, they'll like, you'll have people on the right throw out these claims of like, well, what are you doing for this group? And we'll have these long-winded like explanations with these details and these figures.
Oh, come on, honey. You ain't talking to nobody on the other side. You throw rocks at them and dox them and swat them. What are you talking about? You're not having dialogues with anybody on the right, okay? Let's be honest.
And we can go out and talk about it so we're blue in the face, but at that point, the conversation's already moved on because they didn't...
I love how they're trying to cast themselves as the rational, reasonable party. Yeah. Can you imagine trying to have a conversation with this chick? She'd probably try to beat you up. And she might be able to!
...actually care about the answer. They cared about how they felt about the answer. And so I feel like we just get into these specifics so frequently that, frankly, like people just don't care about.
But we need simple ideas that you articulate all the time, right? It's like, for instance, build more housing, right? And somebody says, well, how does that benefit this group? It's like, well, do you live in housing? Like...
How are you going to build housing? What are you talking about? You mean the government build housing? So you want to centralize the ways and means of production in regards to housing. Yeah, we have that. It's called public housing. How's that working out? Not too good.
There's some big economic issues that hit everybody. Affordability is one of the most central ones. And that's something that we should champion. And the good news is it helps everyone, right? It's not just good policy all the time, but it's also...
Helps everyone. So homeless people who are homeless because... they like to chase the dragon and shoot up, and they love their meth and their fentanyl and their cocaine, their crack. You know, giving them housing, that's going to improve their life, right? They're not going to trash that place, right? They ended up homeless because they made a lot of bad choices. But the bad choices will stop once they have a home, even though they don't have a home because they make bad choices. Okay, Henry Sisson. Continue, pretty boy. Not so pretty, really.
Like, we don't need to have different messages for different groups, in large part because there isn't different policy solutions for different groups. Like, targeted policies are usually ones that are kind of watered down, right? They're kind of less, you know, like increasing funding for specific grant programs for certain races of businesses. I mean, that's great and all, and we've had that for a long time. But that...
Give us examples. So I can refute them. Of course, he won't do that.
That's not going to fix the big economic inequality and opportunity issues we have.
Oh, no. Economic inequality. So he's a big, giant Marxist commie pinko as well. Oh my God, economic inequality exists because equality exists because you got some smart people, you got some dumb people, you got some people who are better at producing goods and services than others, you got some people who are better at doing things that are more scalable than others. It's called reality, pinhead. It's not a problem. Unless you don't like reality.
In this country, the only thing that could do that is dramatic.
And you're some kind of a Marxist solipsistic idiot that thinks that everything's a construct and that if I apply enough thought pressure, I can change reality at a foundational level. Yeah, okay, pal. Yeah, because hierarchies, that's just, they don't have to exist.
Investments is a huge expansion of the social support system, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the kind of stuff that we should probably focus on talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what stuff? You just said et cetera, et cetera. You didn't talk about any stuff.
You look at things like, you know, the healthcare plan or, you know, homeowners, like first-time loans up to this amount or this percentage. I need Democrats to start talking.
Just give them free houses, right? Just give them a free house, right?
Talking like, well, what's your healthcare policy? My healthcare policy is healthcare should be good and cheap.
Right.
She means free.
Right, because he doesn't explain, like...
Meanwhile, the big, gigantic government that you love that would have to be even bigger than it already is to be the centralized ways and means of production is so big and so bloated, it's that bloat that creates the expensive healthcare costs. Do you know that almost 40% of healthcare costs is just paperwork that doctors' offices and hospitals have to do to meet regulatory requirements? It's just paperwork. Oh, you know, I want it to be cheap. Well, let's shrink the government. No. I wouldn't get as much free stuff. Oh. I'd get less entitlements. I see.
I'm going to do price transparency, like a price statute, and I'm going to expand the premium tax credit, whatever. Like,
no.
Republicans never say the word tax credit. Why do we say the word tax credit all the time?
I think it's because, like, we're still operating.
Please don't tell me the next thing she's going to do is start talking about how millionaires and billionaires. The billionaires, not millionaires anymore. Now it's billionaires, billionaires. They don't pay their fair share. Yeah, she's going to be talking about that soon, too.
In this, like, fallout of Reagan, Bill Clinton.
By the way, what is it with these circle jerk interviews that I'm seeing nowadays where people aren't actually interviewing someone, but they're just sitting down and having like a, you know, a fireside chat where nobody challenges anybody or asks any actual questions that dive deep and make a person really have to work hard to answer a question. There's no challenging going on here.
Mentality, but the difference is that most Democrats don't have the charisma that Bill Clinton had, and so... instead of leaning on the charisma, they lean on the details. And I just don't think it translates the same way. We just come off as a bunch of dorks.
Well, you don't have any deep understanding of the issues, okay? So there's that. You just obfuscate, muddy the waters, and overcomplicate issues to hide your lack of understanding.
Like, that's just the truth. We just come off as a bunch of dorks. Right. Nobody wants to listen to a dork.
I think voters...
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't come off as such. You are such. I mean, are you looking at this chick? Does she look like not a dork? I mean, these are two dorks. Let's be honest here.
Like people they think are smart, but they don't like people that they don't understand, right? They want to feel like they
By the way, just because I don't understand you doesn't mean I'm not smart. It could just mean you're a freaking idiot, which is more likely the case.
Understand what you're saying, and it's smart, not just like, I don't understand what they're saying, therefore...
Because what you're saying is unintelligible nonsense, and you don't understand what you're talking about.
They're smart, right? And they also like simple solutions, right?
If you have intelligence, no. They like simple explanations. And no matter how complex something is, if you're not smart enough to explain it in simple terms, you really don't understand it all that well.
We don't need to talk about each detail of each healthcare policy. We can just say, like you said, what we're going to do, right? And you can tell people the basic...
But how are you going to do it? Oh, I don't know. I don't want to discuss that. We don't need to discuss that. I'm just going to say what I'm going to do, and it's going to get done, right? We don't need to look at the specific details to see if it's even feasible.
Details about how you're going to do it. But you don't need to really get in the weeds. And you also don't need to talk about 20 things at once. I think that's part of the issue with the Democratic Coalition. The Republican Coalition is like... we want border security, tax cuts, whatever. There's like five things that they actually care about. And then there's minor things. And for the Democrats, it's like, well, we're really diverse, actually. We want a lot of different things, but we need a...
Yeah, we want stuff. We just don't want to be conscientious enough to get into the actual house of in regards to what, you know, how it's going to actually get done.
Learn to prioritize, because not every issue deserves to be brought into the spotlight just for any reason. Whenever you go to a door as a Democrat and you knock on the door to talk to a voter about the things that your party supports, they should already know what those things are.
So people don't deserve to have things explained to them. We're going to be the arbiters of what's important enough to tell you about it and how we're going to do it or not. I love this kid's elitism. You're going to be interested and concerned about the things I tell you to be interested and concerned about. If you don't like it, that's too bad.
If they don't, that means that you're not doing a good job messaging. If you go to somebody and you ask them, what is Trump support? They're going to be able to list at least two things, probably.
Well, so the Democrats' problem is that they're just not very good at messaging, right? It's not their policies that are the issue. Oh, no.
They can't list anything for Kamala Harris. $30,000 home buyer tax credit, whatever, whatever, whatever. No, there's 0% chance they could list anything because there's just so many ideas and they're all so contrived.
She was vice president for 4 years, pal. The country went into the toilet. What are you talking about?
Well, no, that's not true. They'll say that she supports sex changes for transgender illegal aliens in prison.
Well, she definitely does support sex changes for people in prison on the taxpayer dime. That's a fact. Oh, but to just misrepresent that and throw in the illegal alien part, and maybe that's not a fact. And then, well, okay, you know, that's just a conspiracy theory. That's just a myth. By the way, what you just said, Fatty, that's 100% true. So maybe not the illegal alien part. I don't know. She threw that in there just to, again, muddy the waters and to present a true fact as a not true fact. And yeah, the way you framed it may not be true, but she definitely wanted to pay for prisoners to get free sex changes.
The center of her platform, yes.
And by the way, weren't people in the military getting free sex changes under Biden and Harris? So, yeah.
It was a central part of her platform. I mean, it's just the same thing over and over again.
Doesn't have to be a central part of a platform. It's part of her platform because the policies that she supports and wanted to enact, and it was enacted and being done in the military, so what are you talking about?
It's kind of like, you know, guys, what are we doing here? I think of it as America, in general, when they're deciding who they want to vote for, they want a mom and they want a dad. Not to be homophobic, because there can be, you know, same-sex parents here. They want a mom and a dad. They want someone who...
How is it homo... What?
Times of uncertainty.
See, that's the problem! You feel that you need to say that when talking about the majority of couples that produce and raise kids. Well, I don't want to upset the homos... Excuse me. Homosexuals, either. Yeah,
can bring them comfort and can make them feel like there's someone there for them. And then they also want someone who's going to be stern, who's going to have their back, and who's going to say the tough things that need to be said.
That's called a father in the household. That's a masculine male, which you people don't support because you're Marxist effinists.
And I feel like we try to offer voters comfort, but instead of coming across as like mom or dad, we kind of come across as like the aunt who you kind of don't like her, but she gets you really good Christmas presents. So like every once in a while you'll go visit. Like I feel like
my aunts gave me crap Christmas gifts. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's kind of how we come across as like, well, I don't really
preachy? Superior? Elitist?
Trust the Democrats, and I don't really like them that much, but the Affordable Care Act was cool.
No, it wasn't cool. It cost more money.
And, like, that's kind of the extent of it, is how people feel about us most of the time.
They're trying to make democracy, the Democratic Party, more relatable to people, and they're at the same time trying to gaslight you. It ain't working, honey.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the family theory of partisan politics in the United States.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. Nothing more to say, really. So I hope you enjoyed my commentary. I have nothing more to say. I said enough. Let me know what you think of the comments. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And please consider supporting me and my GoFundMe campaign. Still recovering from a really bad illness. I'm having some financial woes. So check out my GoFundMe at the bottom. I'm not going to get into it here. Everything you need to know is there. And then you decide if you want to support me or not. Anyhow, on that note, I'm out of here. I am the realist, also known as the MGTOW philosopher, and I wish you a good and pleasant day. Take care.